never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You naked bunch of bitches!
Damn, Family Guy didn't tape because...
Oh, you got to tape the news thing.
Yeah, but
thing,
I don't know. I forgot what game. I forgot the game was on 40 on, excuse me, on the Fox. And that there's got to be a way to do it. They screw themselves over.
They should.
I would think if I was Seth MacFarlane, I'd call him bitch. Figure something out, dudes. A lot of people are missing this, you know.
But the game, the later game, kicked off at 5:30 Central, and they had it ending at 8:30. Those games never end on time.
No. And then they got to do some post-game stuff. So,
and then they were going to start Family Guy at 8:30, so you knew that was going to be a late start.
And what? Did you pick up any of it?
About half of it.
Oh, I have to see how Family Guy ends.
I did tape the the news, which followed that. So I got
Totally zoned out on that, because you don't want to watch these games. You don't know what the channel's
got all of Family Guy
at the time, you know.
Want to drop over.
Yep.
You can watch it from outside.
I'm sitting 4 feet from you every damn day. But we are protected by glass spit shield. We call them spit, but we know what it's actually about. It's not a sneeze guard in this room. Mr. Skin is going to phone the program.
I have to assume that's why Nance and Romo have one in between them,
too. They do that, yeah.
Romo gets real excited sometimes.
She does. Cleet Blakeman has your game this week there, Craig.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got the Packer game. Yeah.
That Cleet guy.
Good for Cleet.
I know he's got
Eventually, there's going to be a bad call against you guys, and Cleet's going to be the ref, and it's going to be glorious. Because it won't be Cleet.
I know he's got an agenda.
Against you two specifically,
yeah,
right?
He's got an agenda.
He listens to this program.
Well, him and Brady have history, too. Reminded me of, that game in Carolina years ago when they picked up the flag at the end of the game and Brady was just giving him an earful up the tunnel.
They've been together a lot. Cleet was actually involved in the Deflategate.
Yep. That's right.
Yep. Well, Cleet worked the AFC Championship that the Patriots won 2 years ago.
They know each other well.
In Kansas City?
They know each other well.
It was, did you think it was cool to see the pictures of Tom Brady throwing the ball
I thought it was
Saints
cool.
Saints quarterbacks,
I thought it was
kids.
Cool. I also thought it was
Breeze.
Drew Breeze.
They know each other. They obviously know each other. And the kid hands him the ball, and he starts around the end zone, and he throws him the ball. What was he not? Listen, I think it was cool. I'm not going to poo-poo this story or the visual. But it was just a human moment. That's what they do. They're just people.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to go out. And he throws in the pass. Well, that's pretty cool.
The moment that got me, if you saw it when the game got over and they got the camera right on Breeze as he's walking off the field.
Yeah.
And you see him take off his helmet just as he's getting to the tunnel, mm-hmm. and he just turns around and takes one more look back at the stadium before he walks up the tunnel. It's
he's done.
That one got you.
Yeah. Your guy's going to do that eventually and go play for the Vikings.
Probably. Probably, yeah.
Is Roethlisberger going to quit?
Yeah, no, he's coming back. He had one more year in his deal. Yeah.
So?
Yeah. No, I'm glad he's coming back.
Is he coming back?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, they said. Said he plans on it.
Yeah. He's got one more year in his deal. He wanted to play one more year.
They got to work out some money things with him, I saw.
Yeah, he'll take the hit. He doesn't care. He's loaded.
And who's the heir apparent?
There is none. That's what I hate about Steeler fans. We need to move on. To who? He threw for 500 yards, and he's still the best quarterback they got. Best quarterback. He's still one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. So you keep him, and then you move on.
You might grab one in the first round this year if one comes your way.
Of course you do, but it doesn't mean you're going to be any good.
No,
I mean, that's the
but
thing
you
got to
you got to keep taking shots.
Oh, they do. They definitely take shots.
Well, if you follow Viking fan on Facebook.
And there'll be crowds next year. Pittsburgh will actually have crowds next year.
They got a plan. They're going to draft Trevor Lawrence, and then they're going to trade up and get all of the Rams defense. These people are ridiculous. Every proposal on there is completely unrealistic.
Right.
Why don't we just get every good player in the league and put them on the team? We'll trade up. We'll trade some draft picks.
And didn't Pittsburgh have some fans this year? Didn't they have 7,000 fans
for
their home games?
Yeah, they did, but not at the end. The end, they were safe and they did it the right way with no.
Oh,
fans.
But in the beginning,
it was fine.
They had nobody in the beginning, and for about 2 or 3 weeks in the middle, they put about 4,000 or 5,000 in, and that was it. And then they got rid of those.
And then they realized that was the super spreader and quit doing that.
Yeah. Yeah,
but the Packers started.
Hey, there was a super spreader yesterday. Green Bay and Kansas City were super spreaders.
Packers started with nobody, right?
No, this was the first time they'd had anything more than like
500 people.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
because it used to be friends and family before, right?
And again, the shot from up above, you could see the spacing.
I'm still not going to defend. I'm not picking on you guys. I told you guys in that text. I'm not picking on your teams. Your teams, of course, you want fans, but you shouldn't have fans. We're trying to protect people.
Kansas City, they all seem pretty spread out.
Yeah,
they're all spread out, Todd. They're all spitting and screaming and yelling. with beers in their hands. Don't act like it's safe because you wouldn't be there. I mean, the blue, whatever. I'm not going to get into this too much more, but it's just, you know, I'm not going to change my thought line of thinking just because my team's playing football. Don't have super spreaders. Play the game. That's fine.
I don't think that every event is a super spreader. It's outside. I think that they can do things and do them safely like that. That's a big space.
And if there were COVID cases related to NFL gatherings, certainly they would report on that.
Oh, well, yeah, we would have known by now. Yeah. Certainly.
You'd like to think so.
There was a maskless super spreader pro-life rally in Lincoln. Some had masks, most didn't.
So they're pro-life.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, they're actually anti-choice. Let's call them what they are.
But not y'all's lives.
Right. They're pro-birth.
Yeah.
That's what they're just pro-birth.
Right.
After you're born, they could give a rat's
ass. Also don't mind that the people in the crowd die either, for that matter.
Oh, my daughter had a baby over the weekend.
Yes, she did. Congratulations, Grandpa.
But I can't go see the baby.
Toddles, she called. What do they call you, Tutu or Tata? You don't know yet, right?
Grandpa. Yeah, that'd be great if they called you Tata.
Well, if they come up with a name, it's going to stick. What's your other grandson?
I'm fine with Tata.
What's your other grandson call you?
He didn't call me anything.
Oh, he doesn't say anything yet?
Oh, he talks.
Okay.
But he really doesn't address me.
Does he know who you are?
Right. He mostly runs away from me.
Got it.
I get that.
You do that with kids, don't you?
I do.
And people that want to sit beside him on an airplane.
I generally...
You do that with
right,
kids.
I repel people of all ages.
How long did it take Tyler's daughter to at least accept that you existed?
He was younger then.
Yeah. I don't know that
well,
she
that's
does.
The point.
I
We're talking about younger.
That she still does.
Tyler's daughter.
Maybe recently.
Yeah.
Like in the last couple of years.
She used to be hideously scared of you.
I know.
Oh, that's right. She was. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
And can
she
you
was so
her?
Scared of him, it was hilarious.
Which is crazy because he didn't look any more different than me.
No.
Long hair and a beard. It would like, you know, you all notice that if you have a beard, sorry, puss, that's hair on your face. You
should have.
Right. Wife.
If babies are not around beards at all, yeah, we're not talking about the wife. This is a real beard, the hairy beard. Although the wife could be hairy and she's still with your beard.
Well, let's not get into that.
Yeah, it's not. It's just. Babies that are not around beards, the first time they see beards, they freak out. I mean, they do. They go, oh, what the hell, man? They don't know what that is, you know?
But see, my daughter, Grandpa, had a beard the whole time. So she was, all right. She knew that.
Yeah. And I don't know if they react the same way as like a dog would, but sometimes if I'm not wearing my hat, the dog will freak out on me because they're not used to seeing me without a hat.
They don't know who you are.
But then they see the peanut butter jar and they go, I remember him. Yeah.
Or I put my glasses on. Sometimes later in the day, I'll put my glasses on.
Dogs don't know who you are.
They don't recognize me.
They freak out. Good thing you know. Good thing you know really horrible dogs like pit bulls or something like that.
Yeah, it's a good thing she's not breeding Dobermans.
Yeah.
It'd have been meat.
We just pissed off the pit bull and Doberman crowd. Sorry. Well, they're dangerous sometimes.
When you say sorry,
yeah, I don't mean that. That's what I mean when I say sorry. I don't mean it.
Anytime.
Yeah.
But I get to meet the granddaughter today. She's out of the hospital now.
That's cool.
And we'll bring them some dinner.
Congratulations, old man.
I think she can finally have a margarita.
Oh, cool. Your daughter or the baby?
The grandkid?
Probably my daughter.
All right.
She's gone quite a while without a drink.
Yeah, because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, they know that going in.
That's what they do.
Yeah, the eyes wide set crowd will say thank you.
Well, that's how I found out she was pregnant. I was ready to serve her a drink.
Oh, yeah. That's a key. Isn't that a key?
Not drinking.
All women.
You got something to tell me.
That's on women that drink. All of our wives drank. I get it. But the fact is, all of a sudden, they turned down a drink, but he goes, you're pregnant.
Yep.
It's like, no.
Because she drinks.
Because she drinks.
There's got to be a reason she's turning that down.
Nobody ever says, oh, okay, that's fine, and move on. Sometimes she doesn't drink. No, she drinks every time.
She drinks.
When she turns it down, that means she drinks, right? If we were pregnant ladies, all of our kids would be messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Alcohol fetal would be a whole new race of people.
Their eyes would be so wide set, they'd be lizards.
Because guys would not quit drinking.
Well, that.
Oh, we wouldn't get pregnant. There would not be a March for Life if guys got pregnant. Because old white men and some young white men are against women's rights.
Yeah, we would have figured out long time ago little switch to flip.
Right.
Where you get pregnant or you don't,
right.
It's up to you.
Oh, yeah.
We would have figured out that switch a long time ago.
Abortion would be illegal up to like 9 months if guys were in charge, if guys got pregnant. That's an old joke, I get it, but it's true.
Well, I'm saying that we wouldn't need abortions.
No, there'd be something.
If the guys got pregnant,
there'd be something figured out way.
Yeah.
Right. There'd be a pill you could take.
But if there would be need them,
that right away.
It wouldn't even happen in the first place.
No,
nothing.
Nothing.
No. Yeah. No bad side effects from any sort of pill or anything. You just
nothing.
Don't.
Nothing ironic about. Is it ironic or is it a coincidence? I'm not sure. You have a mostly maskless crowd. At a pro-life rally. that sounds like Nebraska, doesn't it? Or a bunch of other states.
Well, it sounds like people who don't like masks.
Yeah, that's it.
They are.
But they're pro-life.
They are pro-life.
Yeah.
And they don't mind killing you.
Yep.
I don't care if you die.
No, hell no.
FBI looking for a military Humvee stolen from the National Guard Armory in Bell, California. A $120,000 camouflage combat vehicle is upgraded, up-armored, and carrying a potential 10-year prison sentence for the thief. $10,000 reward for this Humvee. You would think people would see it.
Well, it's camouflage.
It ain't like they're digging
it. It is camouflage.
It is.
It
may be hard to spot.
Keep in the backyard, nobody can see it. If you have trees in the backyard.
Yeah, that could be it.
Hey, Jim, is that your Humvee? Because they're looking for one.
Nope. That's not it. You see nothing.
My favorite part about the videos of all these people being wanted at the Capitol is friends, family, exes turning them in.
Isn't that hilarious?
I mean, we talked last
week. The kids. Their kids are.
That's my stupid
mother.
That's my stupid mom. They think that, the woman that's might have took Pelosi. Finally, the chick that took Pelosi's laptop.
Mm-hmm.
They finally caught her last night, apparently. I saw the mugshot this morning. She's from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, which is like right near from my house.
Harrisburg.
Yeah, well, it's like 10 miles from where I'm from. They said they think an ex turned her in.
No, they said that on the news this morning.
It was the ex, right?
Ex romantic partner.
Yeah, yeah. Now, granted, her photo is really, really. I mean, her video is really plain. So somebody eventually would have said who she was, but I love that right away. It was an ex.
Was in a couple of different videos. Right. I saw they had multiple shots.
And they've been charged yet with this, but she wanted to sell it to the Russians. What'd she do? Walk down to the embassy and knock on the door?
No, she has a friend who lives in Russia.
Oh my God.
She was going to give it to them so they could maybe find somebody to give it to.
They just went to KGB.com and hit the contact
us
link.
They would have. But, yeah, it was someone that she knew in Russia.
She's going to spend, like, years in jail for Trump. What a freaking idiot.
There was a time where we wouldn't give any information to Russia. Remember, they were they were the enemy?
Well, that's going to start tomorrow. We're not going to give any more. Trump will, but our official government will not. Yeah, they were the enemy.
One of President-elect Joe Biden's first acts in office may be to end the Keystone XL pipeline project. Reuters reports that could happen as early as day one. Obama initially rejected the project to build the pipeline that would transport oil from Canada to Nebraska. President Trump gave the project the green light. Since construction began, there's been a lot of opposition from environmentalists, Native Americans, even local farmers.
A lot of local farmers. A lot of people that would normally vote for the far right or were against the pipeline because it was going through their land.
And the aquifer. It's going to hurt the aquifer.
I saw this morning, I heard coming in that apparently Trump's going to release his health care plan this morning. They played about a clip. They literally played a clip of like 10 or 15 different times over the past 4 years. He said, my new health care plan is coming within two weeks. And they spliced it all together.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And then don't believe your friends. 12 to 15 miles of the wall was built.
So they got one day.
They needed 2,000.
One day to finish that.
New
out.
Wall.
New wall.
Yeah.
12 to 15.
Where there was no wall.
Yeah. 12 to 15 miles of new wall was built.
But they're kicking ass today.
That was it.
They're going to finish that up.
They're going to finish that up today. And his health care plan is coming out today.
Those wall builders work best under pressure.
Yeah. You're right. They got till tomorrow technically at noon, right?
Right.
Okay.
Things get done at deadlines.
That's right. They do.
It's just always the way it is.
They do.
You know?
And Mexico is writing a check, too. As we speak for that. I forgot
good.
Mention that too.
I was worried about that. I know we spent a lot of money on that. Mm-hmm. I heard that Mexico was going to pay for it.
Yeah,
I just hadn't heard if we got the check.
People voted for that.
Okay.
They're writing that check today.
Okay, good. Right. A note for our Deadpool players. Just a note. Betty White turned 99 a couple days ago.
Celebrated, though.
Yes, indeed, she did. Yeah. She is also... announced the re-release of a talk show that she did in 1971 called The Pet Set.
Oh, I saw a little bit of that.
Featuring her chatting with celebrity friends and their pets.
I saw some that video on Twitter. I don't remember that. Of course, I was a...
We did not care.
No, I did not care.
And we may still not because I'm sure her celebrity friends may be people that we've long forgotten about.
And all those dogs are dead now.
All the ones from that show.
In 1971, her friends in 1971
are all dead because they were her contemporaries.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's what I'm figuring.
Right. I saw Steve Martin tweeted out yesterday, "Happy birthday, blah blah blah," and he said, "Always remember when she walked up to him in the early mid 70s. He had done a show or something like that." And he goes, "Oh, by the way, I'm only 14 years younger than you." He's the best. Mr. Skin sent us some nude photos of Betty White before you start puking. She was a lot younger, and she is naked, and she's hot.
Yeah, it looks like she's probably, in her mid-20s, maybe?
Yeah, it looks like, I think she was. I've seen those photos before. Yeah. They're pin-up kind of looking things, but she's naked.
Oh, yeah.
So from the 40s? 50s?
Yeah, it'd have been the 40s.
Probably.
Late 40s, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, definitely the 40s. Because she's 99.
Did you mail me those?
I can.
We're talking to Mr. Skin today. Can people look at those on Mr. Skin's site?
I don't know. I'll have to
check. They're easily found, if I remember correctly.
I know that I should share that. Tan Line Tuesday, Betty White.
You should.
I will.
You're absolutely
sure. No, I think her nips are hanging out.
Somebody
gets their panties in a twist when I show nipples.
Plus, it's hard to see tan lines.
When you show nipples.
Good point.
Yeah, but it's Betty White.
Yeah. I'm with you.
There's not an exception for Betty White?
I haven't ran up the chain yet.
Do you want to go to a meeting today and say, but it's Betty White's nipples?
There's our meeting. We just brought it up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If that's all I got to do.
You want to have that argument?
Yes.
I would say the forgiveness is easier to get than the permission.
Well, it's a side nipple, right? In that one shot?
There's a couple of them here.
Yeah, she's not grabbing her ankles. It ain't like some current photos.
Now, there's one that's kind of a compilation, and there's a full-on frontal shot.
Oh, really? She got wolf?
Nah, she's holding a bouquet of flowers in front of it.
Oh, okay. All right. We know she doesn't have wolf now. We've heard that falls out.
Yeah.
We were asked that question years ago from a healthcare worker, and I regret that.
Not enough to stop bringing it up.
Although I worked at a nursing home, I should have noticed that.
Yeah, we're surprised you didn't.
I did. If I saw any sort of nakedness when I was at that nursing home, I turned my head quickly as possible. I was 17.
And knowing you and your reaction to things you don't want to see, there was an audible. There was something the audible at
Holy
that moment,
yeah.
too. Or at the very least, an ugh.
Yeah. Close your robe, Martha. Mr. Skin later on. Apparently, it might be a nerve thing with Mahomes. Not a concussion. That's what somebody texted us or tweeted out.
I'm glad it's not a concussion.
A nerve thing could be worse.
Is it?
You would think.
Oh, well, I want the lesser
no,
of the
no,
bad
no, you don't.
Things.
You want him done.
There's no nerve protocol in the NFL, so
no,
he can play.
It could be sore, though. You get a nerve neck injury.
And nerves sometimes affect your hands and your grip and things like that.
You guys want to play a full force team. You don't want to play a beat-up team.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The Bills. Yeah, I want to play a full-on Bills team.
All right. Oh, yeah. Already looking past the Bucs. I knew it.
If that's what we're talking about,
I know.
If we're painting a scenario where the Packers have moved on, yeah, I'd much rather see the Bills than the Chiefs.
How about you, Craig?
Oh, I think we're going to lose this week.
Good. So do I. I hope so.
Thanks for that.
I'm on your side.
Yes.
Finally on your side.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.